expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
All right, here we go. Another Saturday. Another what I call the seventh day. Welcome. This is the day the Lord has made. I'm rejoicing and I'm glad in it. One more time, we got DDV Radio. I'm also on Mike Live. And we're on two spots at the same time. God is good, worthy to be praised. I want to get right into the Word of God because I got so much to cover in a little bit of time. I just came from a homegoing service to the Bethea family. We had a Holy Ghost time there today. I saw about 40 to 50 people stood up and gave their lives to Christ. God is moving by His Spirit. I'm so glad for being a force of one. That means that sometimes when you just by yourself, you just got to go out there swinging, and God just blessed me. I thank God for Pastor Farrar and the Gilmore Memorial Ministry, Tabernacle Ministry, Look and Live Ministry, to Pastor Lagarde Jr. and the leadership of the Davis Funeral Home Ministries, I call that, and Felicia Farrar, who tore the house up, Jamar that sung a solo. I'm completely honored to be a part of changing lives. Yes, a soul died, a brother named David, but they had passed. But through his passing, so many folks came to Christ, and people were walking up to me and just so encouraged. And so just glad to see that God can use someone, a mess like myself, and by his grace and mercy raise me up. It's awesome. Hello, Wallace Hayes. Hello, Cassandra Ramirez, with my spiritual daughters. Tamina Fish, who gave me my sermon for today about the spirit of Goshen and the kingdom of what I call the kingdom of Goshen and the spirit of revival in its truest sense, to Candace Cotton, daughter of one of the greatest councilwomen of all time, Miss Ruby Cotton, also our first black mayor, Ruby Cotton, female mayor, Ruby Cotton, Wallace Hayes. God bless you. You have your Bibles. Let's get right into the word. I want to go right back to Genesis 45, and hopefully I'll get to also Exodus chapter 8. And the reason why I'm teaching this today, because I'm so concerned about the spirit of fear that rules in our communities. As you know, lately, there's been a couple of people that were kidnapped out of the city of Patterson, supposedly thrown in cars, kidnapped off the street. This young black lady was still asking God to restore, return, believing it should be safe and sound. And I heard a couple other people were kidnapped or supposedly tried to be. And I believe that God stopped it because someone's praying and speaking God's word. And I've been seeing a lot of posts about watch out for the black car, watch out for the gray car, watch out for the blue car. So I had to go on Mike Live and say, watch out for the angels, because there's angels loose. Watch out for the devil getting his head slapped by God. Because sometimes when people say the same thing over and over, they're creating a law of meditation that instills more fear in people's ears versus boldness. So every once in a while, I'll post a very bold posting, which is contrary to what I continue to see and hear. And people got a nerve to try to make something go, I guess they call that a gyro, when it goes a million viewers, or whatever. And I get the same view all that. Watch out for the blue car. Watch out for the black car. And it instills fear more than boldness. And so I'm not the type of guy to sit around and let you put fear in my ears. Hello, Shanti. And so I just want to just continue to encourage you and continue to give you the some names of some cities and towns in the Old Testament, which speaks of spiritual reality in the New Testament. And so, of course, we're on Mike Radio Show every Saturday from 2 o'clock to about 2:50 p.m. And we are www.mikebroadcastddv.com. And you're also watching me Mike Live. So those who are Mike Live, you're on my show, you can watch me, or you can also listen to me in your car as you drive. And we continue to spread this radio broadcast every Saturday. In the book of Genesis, chapter 45, and I've been on this for a while. And we're on the part now, of course, where Joseph is revealed. This is their long-lost brother who they sold. And, of course, their concern is about their father, Jacob, who is living right now in Canaan. And Joseph is saying, bring Jacob to here so I can provide for him. And this is what it says here in chapter 45. And he says, I need you to bring my father from Canaan and bring him to a place called Goshen. That's very important to understand the transition as God moves you from Canaan to Goshen. And when you look up the term Goshen in terms of the Hebrew language, it means to draw nigh. Could you believe that? The term Goshen in Hebrew means to draw nigh. So when you draw nigh to God, you create a secret place, which is Psalms 91. When you hide out in the secret place, that means when the plagues come, when the enemy come, it won't touch you. So instead of looking at all the Facebook posts on red car, black car, someone trying to kidnap you, sex trafficking, you know, we tend to magnify everything the devil's doing. Well, I want to be the one to magnify what God is doing. Because whatever the devil try to do, he can only do what God allow him to do. And what we allowed to do to shut him down is the authority we're supposed to use. But here's the scary part. If God gives you dominion and give you management and give you spiritual authority, you're the one that's supposed to take the keys and turn the door. So if you don't take the devil off your family, who's going to do it? If you don't stop the devil from kidnapping, who's going to do it? And you stop spirits in the spirit realm. You talk to spirits and tell them to shut up. I'm just like that. Shut up and come out. That's what Jesus did when demons were making noise. He said, shut up and come out of them. He used authority. He's not using his authority because he's God. He's using authority because he's the son of man, which means he's God, man, and the same body. So he represents man, and man has the authority to shut stuff down. But if no one trains you, no one equips you, no one tells you that you have this authority, you won't use it. So when that authority transits into a personification, it transits into consciousness, it transits into how you see life, how you handle decisions, how you handle the opinion of people who don't like you and talk about you, and you smile and keep on going. This type of personification will allow you to love the unlovable, to speak well of others who speak evil of you. This is the type of power the church is supposed to walk in. The fruit of the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit are wonder twins. And when you connect them side by side, it creates a force that can change and transform lives and train and change and transform hearts. So, of course, when you look at Genesis, the 45th chapter, and you look at this, he says, of course, in 45, he tells them to go get his dad. His dad is still alive. Go bring him from where he at and bring him over here. Okay. And it says in Genesis 45, verse 16, when the news reached Pharaoh's palace, that Joseph's brothers had come, Pharaoh and all of his officials were pleased. They didn't say, oh, God, they're Jewish and we're Egyptians. There must be a racism spirit. There must be all folks hate black people. All folks hate white people. That's not even the conversation. The conversation is that Joseph's brothers were restored back to Joseph, and Pharaoh heard about it and was pleased, which is the same word for a sexual connection between a husband and wife. It was pleasing, all right? Shanti say, may God, there is power in our tongue. People need not to forget. You got that right. Pastor Joe Nazaro, one of the greatest pastors in the world. God bless you, man of God. Janice Hannah, God bless you, girl. Keep on listening, support me. Janice Hannah been my best friend through school 21. I think she was my third grade girlfriend, my fifth grade girlfriend, my seventh grade girlfriend. God bless you, Janice Hannah Pittman. God bless you. Joshua Green, my cousin. God bless you. So it says here in verse 19, he said, I will give you the best of the land of Egypt, which is Goshen. All right. And you can enjoy the fat of the land. So Goshen was a physical place, a physical town inside of the Egyptian region where Joseph was saying, go get my father Jacob and bring him here. Now, I'm not going to go back to all of this, but I'm showing you that Goshen is a place where God is going to provide this season. Now, keep in mind the story. There were 7 years of prosperity and then 7 years of famine. All right. Famine is what's going on now in chapter 45. 2 years into the famine, and people are coming from all around Egypt, coming to get food because the old systems that they were attached to were not working. Sowing and reaping outside of Egypt, outside, is not working. Okay, because famine is hot, so the ground is hard. It is not producing what you're used to. So when God starts to close down old systems, make your transition. And this is what I call forced changes. You can't do things like you used to. Well, it worked last year. It worked 2 years ago. It worked 10 years ago. I always hear these folks, I wish we'd go back to how we used to be. No, I don't. No, because life changes. People change. New friends, new places, new experiences. So you try to go back and recreate a feeling you had 20 years ago. That's not how life is. You got to readjust to the changes. And the market, Hollywood actors and singers who know how to readjust their music to today's society makes the most money. Only church folks keep doing the same thing every year at the same time. I don't know why we continue to have church services just on Sunday mornings. I don't know why is that? Why is that? Why is that the truth? Why are we always on the same Sunday morning? Why can we have church on Wednesday nights? Why can't church be Fridays? Because the day of the week is not the most important thing, because really the Sabbath is the person. Christ Jesus is our Sabbath. So you can have church anytime you want, as long as it's under divine leadership, anointed by God, and appointed by a corporate leadership. Because I know some folk who self-appoint themselves apostles and prophets and call themselves this, but have not been acknowledged by what I call a mature group of leaders. So that's a whole nother teaching, but I'm trying to show you something. Can't wait till you visit here. You're on fire. Amen. Set it up, Janice. I'll come out there and visit Detroit. I'll come out there, set it up. Hey, Keisha, happy birthday to you and your daughter. I think you both had birthdays. So 7 years of prosperity and 7 years of famine. Joseph had the vision as a prophet to see that famine was coming. So for 7 years, he told Pharaoh, we got to save up, invest, put money away, put stuff away, and save up, because there's coming a type of famine that is unusual. High levels of famine. It's almost like 2008 bank crash. All the houses in the market fell. So he that had vision before the houses fell could have planned and start buying up stuff. So when the houses fell, he buys up all the houses that's going into foreclosure. Then when the market flips, you can resell the property and make $1 billion. And some folks had vision to see it was coming. He that got eyes to see will be free from those who only see bondage and slavery. And the deep thing was, these 7 years of famine, 2 years in, here comes Joseph's brothers bowing down on him, which were his dreams he had. And when they found out that this was their brother, all Joseph wanted to know, is my father Jacob alive? And he said, yes, he is. And he's still in Canaan. He said, you need to go get him and move him and all of our family over here to Goshen, which is a temporary covering until things change and switch, and then you'll go back to Canaan. That's why in Genesis 46, all right, it says that Israel set out with all that was his and headed towards and reached Beersheba. He offered what you call sacrifices to God, to his father Isaac. Hello, Charles Cobb, my 21 buddy. And Janice, we got Charles Cobb online also. We are both 21, school 21, Miss Rogers class, Gene Rogers. Remember Miss Gene Rogers, Charles Cobb, and Janice Hannah? Where is Gene Rogers? Someone put a post out. Find me Gene Rogers from Patterson. That lady has such an impact on my life. I owe her a lot of spiritual kudos. She also taught me how to play the guitar, too, a little bit. Genesis 46, and so he stopped at Beersheba and started to offer a sacrifice, which is a type of worship. And while he's worshiping, God gives him a vision at night. So God confirms and settles him, because the Bible says that I am God, the God of your father, he said. Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for I will make you a great nation there. Not just in Canaan, I want to make you a great nation in Goshen, inside of the Egyptian region. Let me tell you what religion is. Which is dangerous. It is to practice a good spiritual ritual in a wrong place. To practice a good spiritual ritual in the wrong place. So you have in church out here all by yourself, and God says, take your church service and move it inside of Passaic County Jail. Take your church service and move it into the McDonald's restaurant. Take your church service and move it into that abandoned building, which I'm going to renovate. Move. Don't keep it in the comfortable region. Don't keep it where everybody else is. Move it here, which seems to be very unusual, because I'm about to send a famine. I'm going to shut stuff down, and people are going to go looking for you. And this is what it means to operate in Goshen. Goshen means to draw nigh. Draw nigh to God. God will draw nigh to you. Resist Satan, and he will flee in terror. He that dwells in Goshen has the power to scare the hell out of devils. And so a lot of times when people see me, they call me bold and radical. It's not that. It's just that I draw nigh to God, and I got an intimate relationship with God, and my boldness kicks in. So whereas the devil can make you afraid and can bully you, he thinks twice about it with Pastor McDuffie. Now, he tried to use another strategy, but I already know his card. And I know when he shows up, he comes with a spirit of intimidation, a spirit of fear, a spirit of imagination. He's going to destroy you, give you cancer, give you a heart attack. He always paints the worst picture. And what I do, I turn all of his fear images into prayer requests. So when the enemy shows me heart attacks and strokes and all type of stuff to my family, I already start binding it up. I stop it before it even arises. That's what it means to operate in power and authority. And of course, you're listening and you're watching the Might Radio Show here on Might Live on my phone, but also you listen to you're watching and listening to www.mightbroadcastddv.com. www.mightbroadcastddv.com. Caller number is 973-925-4559. 973-925-4559. 859. If you want to call in for a prayer request or something that's encouraging you, the phone lines are open, but I'm not sitting around waiting for folks to call in. So, of course, he makes the transition from the land of Canaan, which is the promised land prophetically, to a place called Goshen. I really believe this is a prophetic vision that God is not only interested in Canaan's, he's interested in Goshen's. I think God is not interested just in church folks. He's interested in the world, for God so loved the world, not the church. So the people that don't know Christ and people that are claiming to be Muslims, Jehovah's Witnesses, atheists, and Gnostics, they need an encounter with Christ. But if you don't transit from your old mind of thinking, you'll never bring the kingdom into a new movement. And therein where I stand, because I dare to take my Goshen mindset and move it into a place of darkness to bring new partnerships because of the authority God has given me. With the prayer covering of my family, my church, the Mighty Sons of God Fellowship Church, KOM Ministries, Pastors, Past Worship, Clergy on Fire, SWAT, I Am Initiative, we bought a four-year college to Patterson, Pillar College. You can go online and look at it. You can go on the website. Pillar College is the only four-year college in the city of Patterson, fully Middle States accredited. And it's growing in leaps and bounds. And this Monday night at 6 o'clock, we'll be at 90 Delaware Avenue. And a brother named Brother Chris Irving, who was the head of the Commissioner Board of Education, is leading this charge. And so you need to come out and see what God's doing. Thank you, Pastors, Past Worship, Clergy on Fire. Thank you for the few that stood. And I'm thanking God for your support. We also work with Hohokus School and also with Tom Eastwick School. We've created a program with them to create money so you can go back to trade school, work and get paid, and go back to a trade school and get your trade. And so you see all these things going on. Why? Because there is a bold church that's not afraid. There's a church that's been dwelling in Goshen. There's a church that understands the true meaning of revival. If you look at Genesis chapter 45, and it says this, when they told his father that Joseph was still alive, it said he didn't believe them. He was stunned. But it says in 27 of 45 of Genesis, but when they told him everything Joseph had said to them, and when he saw the carts that Joseph had sent to carry him back, the spirit of their father Jacob revived. That's the same word for revival. And that means to bring forth life. So this guy, this older guy, was like walking around living death. Why? Based on his past. You know, they murdered my son. They thought Joseph was dead. Famine in the land. So he was like just kind of, you know, just holding out, just kind of living death. But when he realized that his son was still alive and also that the carts, which represent economic development, was sent to pick him up, he's about to get a police escort to a new place. The Bible says his spirit was revived. So when I think about the term revival, I don't think about souls saying laying out on the floor up front with white sheets all over them. I think about economic development, families being restored, sons back with their fathers and fathers with their sons, families being restored. That which you thought was death end up being life. This is what revival means to me. The transition from Canaan towards Goshen, where it's a place where people draw nigh to God. That's revival for me. Revival is not just giving life to Jesus and screaming, speaking tongues. That's a piece of it. Real revival is the restoration of the Josephs back to the Jacobs. Now, I'm going to give you another insight about revival that I never thought about until God brought this to me. Keep this in mind, that this Jacob, who was tricked to believe that his son was dead, was the same Jacob that tricked his brother Esau and stole the birthright. So is it amazing that the tricked got tricked? See? So you think you're tricking someone, not knowing that stuff comes back around and bites you in the behind. So Jacob tricked his brother Esau out of his birthright, and then years later, he get tricked by his own sons that his birthright son was dead. See how stuff just spins around? It's amazing, right? And some folks call it karma. Karma comes from Luke chapter 6. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto you. So when you give mercy to others, you get mercy. When you do good to others, it come back and is good to you and your children. So I've learned when I serve others, speak well of others, keep praying for others, try to stay out the drama, try not to give my ears to gossip, listen to how folks dog other folk out. I kind of always sow seed of greatness and mercy to others so that when the time I need mercy and grace, it comes back to me in a full harvest. I'm talking about Goshen and the kingdom of revival. And Goshen in the Hebrew language means to draw nigh. So even though it represents a town or a village or a city inside of Egypt, it speaks more of a spiritual place of drawing nigh to God. So according to Psalms 91, you're protected when the plagues come or famine come, or you think you don't have enough, God will make a way for you. Janice Hannah just said, hey, Charles, that music you bring in, Mike is a powerful man from God. Thanking God for having y'all both in my life. Love you all. Coming home soon. God bless you, Janice Hannah Pittman. God bless you, Charles Cobb. That's School 21, Hawk Hawkins, School 21 in the house. As you know, Robert Carter passed, Janice. Robert Carter passed, Charles Cobb. His funeral is Tuesday. I think like 10 o'clock in the morning at Mass Ave Reformed Church. We should be there for School 21 for Robert Carter. All right, here we go. So in 46, he moves his father up. All the stuff comes. Transition takes place. Jacob is going through the whole mindset. My son is alive. They are restored. And it's amazing how this thing happens. Now, I'm going to show you something that I want to show you about the true meaning of Goshen and the true meaning of what I call revival. And I've been destroying this mindset. Hello, President Crystal. Jose Morales, my number one fan. Pastoric Pereira, God bless you. I'm destroying this idea of what we thought revival is. Revival is not just giving your life to Jesus and scream at the altar all night. That's not revival. Here comes the three-night revivalist. He gonna revive us. No, it's not really. Revival means to bring forth life. And wherever death is, we're supposed to bring forth life. And I want to really teach you, revival, according to Genesis 45, is more than just getting saved and getting to know God. It is the restoration to lost sons and lost daughters. It is the restoration of that which you thought was gone, now is being restored. It represents resurrection. It also represents economic development, because the carts that Pharaoh sent through Joseph to go get his dad proved that prosperity was in transition. You're about to escape famine. I'm about to bring you out of just having enough. You're going to die. I don't have enough. I'm going to move you out the way. And this is what real revival is. If I can get the traditional church to get the real meaning of revival, it will show you that it's bigger than a Sunday morning service at 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock. It transits into communities, into societies, to what I call political changes, transition, because you're moving from one place to someplace else. That's what Goshen really means. Okay, Goshen and revival are like the Wonder Twins, because when I revive you, I'm taking you from Canaan to the place where God is ministering in this season. Now, I know you're used to Canaan. I know you're used to the regular Sunday morning service, 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock. I know you got everything. I know you got God down pat. You know exactly what time the pastor going to hoop and holler. You got your two songs. You got your shout already set. You got God maxed out to a box. You know, 1, 2, 3, God show up number 4. 1, 2, 3, you got your whole pattern set. But when it comes to God, God has his problem. He likes to be God all by himself. And so he's not concerned about what you used to. He is only concerned about what he wants to do. And what turns an angel into a devil is when you resist how God wants to do you. Because what God wants to do to you might take time. It might violate your time schedule. It might sometimes seem embarrassing, and it might seem humbling. And sometimes it's a temptation to get bitter at God because you don't like his overall plan. And that's one of the problems that was wrong with Adam, because he wanted the tree now. He wanted to know, what was the purpose of keeping the tree from me? Why didn't you tell me what the tree was for? It wasn't the time to tell you. As smart as you are, as smart as you are, as bright as you are, all the authority I gave you, I only gave you one commandment: don't eat from that tree. And you so busy letting go of the 99 and looking at the one little 100, why did you focus on the 99? Because that's human nature. When someone tell you don't do it, you got to do it. God tell you that's not good for you. You're fine. Why is not good for me? Apparently God don't want to tell you yet. Just trust him and eat from everything else. But due to our propensity to do what we want to do, God got to break our will down. And so that's what sometimes God does in transition between Goshen and the supposedly promised land and the spirit of revival, which means to bring forth life when you've been living with death. Felicia Farrar was singing at the funeral. I just came out, and I wanted to slap her. That girl was hitting some notes I ain't heard nobody hit. That girl was singing. My God, Felicia Farrar, to your father, to your sisters, I want my banana pudding. All right, we're going to do a fundraiser. I want y'all to order her sister's banana pudding. And every pudding you order, I'm going to ask her to tithe to my ministry. Order the banana pudding from the Farrar family. And just put an order in. It's only $20. A nice, large pan of banana pudding. Her sister can cook. Glory be to God. Felicia Farrar. I got a caller calling. I think I had a live caller. Okay, 1 minute. 1 minute before a break. All right, we got 1 minute. We're gonna take a break in about 1 minute. And of course, you've been listening to Mike Radio Show, www.mikebroadcastddv.com. And I've been bragging about the Farrar family. Her, she sings the wall, the white off the white walls. Her sister cooks, and the youngest daughter was one of my students in my class. I love the Farrar family. I love their father. I love their mom. And I love Gilmore Memorial Tabernacle Ministry, Look and Live Ministry. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back to the Mike Radio Show here at DDB Radio. I'm going to stay Mike live, though.
Bella Physical Therapy, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey, featuring one-on-one care. Bella Physical Therapy can help treat your orthopedic and sports injuries, chronic pain, men's health conditions, and women's health conditions. Also, treating headaches and tinnitus and vestibular disorders. It's easy to set up an appointment. Visit www.bella-pt.com or call 201-791-0008. That's 201-791-0008. You owe it to yourself to stop living in pain. Start the road to recovery. Call Bella Physical Therapy today. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate different work shifts. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Wayne Ford. If you are looking for a certified, used, or new vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer. Featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the tri-state area, Wayne Ford has been proudly serving the community for over 50 years. Conveniently located 1/4 mile from the Willowbrook Mall on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey, contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. Kale Orthopedic Center, featuring high performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for New Jersey's finest. Every day you put your body at risk, and Kale Orthopedic is here to help you. Contact Kale Orthopedic at 201-447-3880. That's 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic, high performance care for bodies in motion. If you're tired of sleeping alone each night, contact Dr. Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is New Jersey's law enforcement professional's preferred sleep apnea doctor. With the use of a custom fitted oral device, you can now look forward to a restful night's sleep. Contact Dr. Doblin, featuring two convenient locations in Fairlawn and Trenton, New Jersey. Call 201-396-9338 or visit athomesleepsolutions.com. City Health Pharmacy, located at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience why thousands of your neighbors choose City Health Pharmacy each and every month. City Health Pharmacy is a proud supporter of the men and women of New Jersey law enforcement, their families, and friends. Visit City Health Pharmacy today at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey, or call 862-772-0442. That's 862-772-0442. When shopping for a new vehicle, look no further than Lester Glenn Auto Group. Why Lester Glenn? Because there's no middleman and no bait-and-switch tactics. Just supplier pricing for all police, EMTs, military, firefighters, nurses, and teachers, active or retired with proper ID. Contact John Stetz today at Lester Glenn Auto Group, 732-228-1338. That number again, 732-228-1338. John Stetz at Lester Glenn Auto Group, a proud sponsor of Blue World Uncensored and NJ Blue Now. If you're looking for the widest variety of programming, diverse, uncensored, opinionated, you found it. DDVRadio.com is the place to be, with programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, Curtain Call, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the preferred radio network of NJ Blue Now. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
All right, we're back. We're back to DDV Radio. And of course, thank you for tuning in. And as we say all the time, your support keeps us on the air. And if you really enjoy my radio broadcast or enjoy me teaching and preaching, I need you to go become part of my team 318. I call it the M318, Mike 318. And these are 318 people that pledge $1 a day to support me. $1 a day. $1 a day. And if you stay faithful 365 days, that's $365. Some of you can pay it all at once. I really prefer that you pay it once a month, count the days of the month, and just send a seed in, and you become a part of my M318 family, which gives you automatic stewardship and access to SITU, and you become part of my family. God bless you, Foxworth. May God continue to bless your business. Continue, thank you for blessing Jaden, helping him to run your business. Hope things are going well over there. I haven't checked on both of you and see how you're doing. So God bless you, Foxworth. If you're interested in getting anything done with production, anything done with advertisement, look up Brother Foxworth. Hope to get you on my show, Foxworth, to brag about your business. I want to push you some more. Wallace Hayes, God bless you, man. And God, thank you for your tuning in, Wallace. I really appreciate that. When you pop on and listen, I'm really honored, Wallace Hayes. Love you, and may God continue to bless and keep. Thank you. Pray for Pastor Mike. Pray for me. I'm a fighter, and I'm a believer, and I don't quit for nobody. Back to Genesis chapter 46, and I want to show you something that I want to show how deep this is. If you go to chapter 46, verse 28, it says, "Now Jacob sent Judah ahead of him to Joseph to get directions to Goshen." Now, keep in mind, Judah means to be praised. So you got worship in Genesis 46, verse 1, which Jacob does on his way there. Excuse me. Once he leaves out of worship, he goes into praise in chapter 46, verse 28. Jacob sent Judah ahead of him. So here you got worship and praise. So worship means an intimate connection with God, heart-to-heart talk, a communion, a koinonia. And then you have here praise, which is like noise, celebration. And as you give God praise, it takes you right to where Joseph is, which is the direction towards Goshen. So when they arrived in the region of Goshen, Joseph had his chariot ready and went to Goshen to meet his father in Israel. So Goshen is a place of restoration of families, a place of prosperity. Sometimes those watching me here might lie, movement is good. Sometimes we become stagnant. We stay in the same place too long, and God wants to move us. And so that's why I'm on this major movement in my ministry to get people into their ministries. I'm getting men and women to get involved in adopting schools and turning schools into outreach centers. And these outreach centers become hubs of ministry. And you can change and transform blocks and cities 12 blocks at a time. And it's hard to get people to move from the pulpit model to the street model. We like to worship at the pulpit, scream at the pulpit, throw oil at people's clothes at the pulpit, knock folk on the floor at the pulpit, scream at the pulpit. How about the pulpit being the Passaic County Jail? How about the pulpit being the school district? How about the pulpit being a place of business? All right, how would you know when it's time to move? When you're not being used in ministry and you've been sitting there more than 3 years. After 3 years, if there's no movement and you're not growing, you got to start asking some questions or call a meeting with your pastor and say, "What's going on? I need to move in this ministry." And you got to see how your work connect to your job, or how your job and work connects to your ministry. And I think sometimes we've been bamboozled and tricked. I think we had an American model church that has nothing to do with the biblical set teaching. All you can do is start reading Acts and read the Gospels. Christ was in movement. They had church service amongst themselves, where they went house to house and temple to temple. The emphasis was not on the person in the pulpit. It was in the pews where the feet are moving. And I think anytime we shut folks down and make them wait 10 years for they work in ministry and 20 years, that's not a good biblical model, because the word ministry means to serve. And so when you start dealing with Goshen and dealing with revival, it means movement. It means economic dollars. It means getting folks jobs. It means improving the quality of life. I'm so sick of folk having church amongst themselves. I'm just sorry. I'm sick of it. I'm really sick of it. I want to puke and die sometime when I look at all this prosperity that's amongst the local church, and we have not yet pooled our resources together to buy a major corporation. Why can't we partner with Walmart? You mean to tell me there's not enough churches to say to Walmart, can we buy a store with you and let's split the assets? You know how much money Walmart make, just one Walmart store? You mean to tell me we can't get 40 churches, 100 churches to say to some executives, let's bring our $500,000 to the table and y'all bring y'all $4 million. Let's split the proceeds. Let's force our faith-based community to support that Walmart. But we don't think like that. We only think small church on a Sunday morning, you know. And it's mine against yours. My sermon is better than your sermon. I know more Hebrew and Greek, you know. Who prophesied better? Who preached better? Who got a better looking collar? I like your robe. All this dumb stuff. I'm tired of dumb stuff. Don't tell me you got revival and people not getting better jobs. Don't tell me revival in your city and your folks still going to jail. Don't tell me revival and no one in your congregation got college degrees and no one's reaching for greatness. I'm tired of it. Sick of it. I'm not doing it. That's my new term. I'm not doing it no more. 37 years. And in 2014, I woke up. Teach kingdom to your people. Move the people out of the pulpit. Move them out of the pews. And send them into the community. Transform schools. Bring in colleges. Create business models. Set up a ministry that would impact 40 years. It's not going to be the old system. The old system is over. And when God begins to move, he brings forth famine. He brings forth hurricanes that blows and forces change. Now, the enemy gets in it and starts robbing, murder, stealing, destroying. But God initiates it to cause what I call force movement. You can't do the same thing and want the same you can't do the same thing and want different results. You got to try something different. Now, this is something I want to point out, and watch this on Mike Live, and I want to show you this, and this is something I want to teach people. Genesis chapter 44, chapter 45, 46, 47, 48, 49 are four chapters of economic revival. And I'm going to really do a whole study on economic development and why is it that the local church is lacking in sense of economics? Because we think we're supposed to get us ready for Jesus coming and then take off and leave. And I'm a firm believer Christ came. He came on the cross. He died on the cross. And then he came out the grave. He judged Satan and threw him out. And then he came again at 70 A.D., the destruction of the Jewish temple, the destruction of the city, and God brought forth a whole spiritual city called the Spirit of Jerusalem, and we're ruling and reigning now. And then there's one final coming when Christ comes and places feet back on the mountain, and I believe all the dead will rise in Christ, and we're ruled throughout eternity from earth to heaven and heaven to earth. That's my insight. I believe that. So kingdom rule and reign is now, and to the faith that you believe, and to what you walk in is the conceptual thinking you're manifest. So if you think that everything is later on and nothing gets better till Christ comes back and this how it's gonna be until Christ returns, this how it's gonna be. And while we got this same dumb message in our urban communities, other communities, Jewish communities, European communities are running their cities with streets clean. Clean streets. Oh my, I was up by Heldon Avenue. I went to Dunkin' Donuts on Heldon Avenue and got a cup of coffee, made a right-hand turn, went past a preserve up there, made a right-hand turn and really thought I got lost. And I drove past a house. It had to be like a mile long. I'm telling you, I was like, how long is this house? I looked down the street and I looked for like garbage, no garbage. I saw trees. I thought I went to the land of Oz. I thought I was in the land of Oz. No garbage. These folks are not saying, I'm waiting for Jesus Christ to come. They pay their tax dollars, and they make sure the city take care of their streets. I got an outreach in Weehawken, New Jersey called AI 237. And I have a condo over there that I have a ministry at. And when the snow came, I think I saw the black tar on the ground within 5 minutes. Those trucks was out there. It was salt out. And I saw the black ground within 5 minutes after the snow came. When I entered back into my famous city of Patterson, my Jerusalem, snow still on the street, packed out. And I know you're going to say Patterson is bigger than Weehawken. I don't care. When you're paying high amounts of taxes and you don't see where your tax dollars are going, the voice of the church should speak up. We should speak up to our county officials, which are your freeholders, and speak up to our mayor and demand changes. And if not, vote in new people. I'm trying to tell you, and this is the type of movement the church is supposed to do. But we say that I don't get involved in politics. I don't like the game. You can get involved with politics without endorsing people. Oh, you could be the voice of reason behind the scene. Oh, you could be influential. And I know how to be real smart. I'm slick as a snake, too. That's right. I don't have to become a snake, but I'm slick as one. And I can study behavior patterns and I can see people coming. And I go in the spirit realm, I start binding up devils. I speak to stuff that people can't see and to the lines up to what I plan to see. That's called authority of the kingdom. I dwell in Goshen. Well, check this out. In chapter 40, I told you 45, 46, 47 is really economic development. If you go to chapter 47, it says in verse 47, verse 1, Joseph went and told Pharaoh, my father and brother with their flocks and the herds and everything they own have come from the land of Canaan, and they're now in Goshen. See how the Bible includes their economic pieces, their money, their silver. There is no salvation without talking about money. I'm sorry. There is no true salvation. Just talking about spiritual stuff. It has to contain both. I know we love them songs, silver and gold. I'd rather have silver and gold than I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. Well, I'd rather have both. Because if I got Jesus Christ and silver and gold, it works better for me to help my community. Verse 2 of 47 says, he chose five of his brothers and presented them before Pharaoh. And Pharaoh asked their brothers, what is your occupation? Look what kings and presidents and prime ministers ask these shepherds. What do you do for a living? That's your occupation. And you look at chapter 47 of Genesis, your servants are shepherds. They replied to Pharaoh, just as our fathers were. They also said to him, we have come to live here a while, for a little while, not forever, because the famine is severe in Canaan and your servants' flocks have no pasture. So now please let your servants settle in Goshen. Pharaoh said to Joseph, your father and your brothers have come to you and the land of Egypt is before you. Settle your father and your brothers in the best part of the land. Let them live in Goshen. So Goshen is a nice land. It's a nice place. And if you know of any among them with special abilities, put them in charge of my own livestock. Now I want you to see this, Crystal and Wallace and Verena Freeman. Listen, how do people come to church service every Sunday and separate their economic mindset? It goes together. Pharaoh is a king over the land of Egypt. And this is the only land because of the prophetic vision of Joseph that saw the famine coming 7 years before the famine hit. And based on the prophetic vision of Joseph, which represents the fivefold prophet that's not prophesying in the pulpit, he's prophesying in the government, He sees the famine coming, interprets the dream, and starts saying, let's stockpile. Let's stock up the grain. Let's start stocking up the corn, because the system of seed time and harvest is not going to work for the next in the time for 7 years. So they stockpile everything. So what happened is those people who didn't see it coming, their system shut down. So they was forced to move from where they were towards Egypt. I don't want to, but I have to. I don't feel like it, but I have to. I don't choose to, but I have to. I don't like him. Have to. I don't want to talk to her. Have to. I don't feel led. I'm racist. So bet. So what? You gotta move. Who cares if you're racist, if you're prejudiced, if you got biases? If God forces you to move, you just have to move. And this is one of the problems I have with church folk, because we're not flexible. We got God pegged down to four steps in a prayer. I'm going to do an all-night prayer meeting, 12 o'clock to 6 in the morning. At 6:01, God's going to answer my prayer. I'm going to go home, and I'm going to get all the credit because I prayed all night. Nah, that's not the model. Joseph is quite smart because he already equipped his brothers in chapter 46 how to come before the king. There's a procedure, there's a process, and there's a way to come before God the Father through Jesus' name. And there's a thing called equipping the saints to know how to pray and how to speak the word. And they said, listen, we are shepherds. We got a gift of shepherding. We are trained shepherds. We understand the voice of sheep, what the sheep eat. You know, and I'm thinking about how deep this thing is, because I'm looking at the strategy of God and how your giftings may not work in one location, but as they move to another location, allocation is released. And so sometimes you think you're at your local church for one thing and God's training you for something else, and all of a sudden God shifts you to Florida. Or God sends you to Weehawken, or God sends you to New York, or God sends you to Kill Devil Hills, North Carolina. You wasn't expecting it. You wasn't looking for it. But all the training you got at your corporation or at your last church, God moved you out. And this is what sometimes make pastors bitter, because you thought the members were supposed to stay with you, and all you did was train her, and then God sent them out. Don't get mad. Don't get bitter. Don't talk bad about them. Don't curse them because they didn't stay with you. Maybe God didn't want them to stay with you. Maybe you was done. The season's over. Get what you got and head towards your plan of Goshen or land of Goshen. And the big thing was Pharaoh is a businessman. So he's negotiating with Joseph. He said, listen, I got flocks also. And being that you guys are Jewish shepherds, and if I saw the anointing on Joseph, I know the anointing is on your brothers. And so I want you to go and become managers over my stuff. Pharaoh is a smart business guy. If the world really knew the anointing upon the church, they would hire saints that's anointed and know how to work. I don't want to hire anyone that say they're a Christian. I'd be scared for it. I'm a Christian. I'd be, I heard about Christians. They use the name Christian just to get in. And they lazy, late to work, don't produce, ineffective. I'm looking for someone that loves the Lord but can work and got a gift and can put things together, good at electronics, good at sound, good at writing songs. They got a singing gift. They can dance. I'm looking for gifted individuals where I can put Jesus inside of them but keep the gift. All right, Pharaoh's smart because Pharaoh says to Joseph, if your brothers are good at being shepherds, you know, I got some flock. I need them to watch over. Then the Bible says in verse 7, then Joseph brought his father Jacob in and presented him before Pharaoh. And after Jacob blessed Pharaoh, how was Jacob blessing Pharaoh? What does Jacob got to do with Pharaoh? Because Jacob is the father of Joseph, and Joseph became the spiritual father of the Pharaoh. And due to the connectivity, he's getting the power that's dropping from Joseph through Jacob to Pharaoh. So look what happens when connectivity happens. Well, look what happens when you meet certain people and things pop together. This is so good. God has a way of forcing you to move. That's that right, Crystal? That's right. That's what you're doing. And you're learning this. Verse 9, and Jacob said to Pharaoh, the years of my pilgrimage are 130. I'm 130 years old. My years have been few and difficult. Cassandra Sharp, this was my Cassandra Sandy. She used to hang out with me. She was 15 years old. We took her to Rutgers. She used to hang out with my family. God bless you, Cassandra, you and your husband. Happy birthday to you. God bless you, Cassandra Sandy Sharp. She was my homie. Hung out. We went to Rutgers with Carl and Derek and Kenny. And I remember Cassandra. And she had an impact on campus life. And Colette. And Janet, I remember this stuff. Campus life played a role in your salvation, Cassandra. Don't forget that, Cassandra Sharp. Verse 9, and Jacob said to Pharaoh, I'm 130 years old. My years have been few and difficult, and they do not equal the years of the pilgrimage of my fathers. Then Jacob blessed Pharaoh and went out from his presence. Now look, Jacob put his hands on Pharaoh. I love this Pharaoh. You know, I read a few Pharaohs in the Old Testament, but this Pharaoh, I'm really digging this guy. This guy understood the anointing and recognized something was on Joseph that wasn't on everybody else, and he was smart enough to promote him. Let me tell some of you business owners and some of you people here that own own companies and corporations. You don't have to be as churchy and religious as I am. But if you see the Spirit of God upon an individual and you see the hand of God upon them, do me a favor, promote them. Put them in a place of policy making and free them up. Double their salary. Bless them. Because when you bless God's people, you get blessed. Pharaoh was blessed because of Joseph. Keep that in mind. The land of Egypt was saved because of Joseph, because Joseph had the prophetic vision to unfold or to interpret the voice of God that came through Pharaoh's dream world. What I want in this hour are people that can interpret the voice of God. And that's how you'll locate your Goshen and locate the true meaning of revival. Now, I want to show you something else because I want to show you this. In verse 11, so Joseph settled his father and his brothers in Egypt and gave them property in the best part of the land, the district of Ramses, as Pharaoh directed. Joseph also provided his father and his brothers and all of his father's household with food according to the number of their children. So here's the truth deal, Cassandra Sharp. When the spirit of Goshen is operating, which is really in the New Testament, a spiritual dwelling place inside of Christ, I'm going to provide food, shelter, clothes, apartment, houses. You're going to escape the spirit of famine where other folks suffered from it. If you find Christ, you find your secret place. When you draw nigh to Christ and Christ draw nigh to you, you can hold God to his word and say, God, I'm dwelling in Goshen. Now bless me. Joseph knew how Goshen worked. Now it says there in verse 13, there was no food, however, in the whole region because the famine was severe, both in Egypt and Canaan, wasted away because of the famine. Joseph collected all the money that was to be found in Egypt and Canaan in payment for the grain they were buying, and he brought it to Pharaoh's palace. Watch this. When the money of the people of Egypt and Canaan was gone, all Egypt came to Joseph and said, "Give us food. Why should we die before your eyes? Our money is all gone." "Then bring your livestock," said Joseph. Are you reading what I'm reading? "Since you can't pay me with money, bring me your livestock." Joseph is a businessman. He's not just doing salvation. He's not just doing spiritual stuff. He's cutting deals. There's a thing called bartering. There's a thing called exchanging gifts, meeting people. And our church folk don't have any people skills. Now I wanted to get to Exodus, the eighth chapter, but due to the time, I can't. Because I got stuck here in chapter 47. I'll deal with this probably in church on Sunday. But I'm showing you here how Joseph is an economic leader. He is a governor that understands the power of economics. Well, you know, freely you give, freely you receive. That scripture don't fit here. Joseph is saying, now, since you don't have any money to buy grain from us, how many cows you got? How many donkeys you got? How many camels you got? What I do is bring me your cattle and your donkeys, and we can continue to buy food. See, even though Joseph is second in charge, he is still under the authority of Pharaoh. And Pharaoh is an Egyptian leader who got to keep his region going. But he has empowered Joseph to make him look good. And keep in mind, this dark black slave that went from the pit to the palace, went from prison to being in charge. All right? And he said he bought them through that year with food in exchange for all their livestock. So sometimes money don't solve the problem. It is the exchange of your gifts and talents. And what I've learned sometimes that this is a season, if you understand the spirit of Goshen and the spirit of true revival, well, God might not always bring your deliverance through money, but through people that got gifts to get the money. People that can do secretarial work, people that can do administrative work, people that can sing your socks off, people that are good at computers. They don't understand how to turn their gifts into cash. But if they run into a Joseph, he can direct them. And all praise to the God of Joseph, who is God Almighty. In the New Testament, the God Almighty is the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 18, when that year was over, they came to him the following year and says, "We cannot hide from our Lord the fact that since our money is gone and our livestock belongs to you, there is nothing left for our Lord except our bodies and our land. Why should we perish before your eyes? We and our land as well. Buy us and our land in exchange for food, and we with our land will be in bondage to Pharaoh. Give us seed so that we may live and not die, and that the land may not become desolate." So Joseph bought all the land in Egypt for Pharaoh. Now look at this, man. This is some crazy stuff. The Egyptians, one and for all, sold their fields because famine was too severe for them. The land became Pharaoh's, and Joseph reduced the people to servitude from one end of Egypt to another, which means they began to work for him. You can't pay with money because I got all your money. You had livestock. Now you turn your livestock in, and still you're still dying. So here's the last thing, you got to come work for me. You know how deep that thing is? And I know they use the term servitude. Another translation, they become slaves. And let me just show you something here, how deep this thing is. Some of you can't get what you want because you don't have enough money. But sometimes what you can do is volunteer your services for a company, and that thing will give you a breakthrough. I tell folks all the time, you got to be creative in this season. Everything will come the way you used to have it come. But the more and more you walk with God, the more creative you come. Hello, Neolia. And I want you to be free from thinking love comes just from man. Love comes from God. And when you fall in love with God, God sends you the right man or the right woman. That's a word for you, Neolia. And to Sheila McDaniel, God bless you. And I'm showing you that in chapter 47, there is an economic change take place, which really is the true meaning of Goshen. Now, I got to begin to close because I see my time is coming to an end. And my engineer will let me know I got 2 minutes left. And I want you to go to my GoFundMe page and sow a seed. support Pastor McDuffie. It's called Seed Time and Harvest. And what you cause with Pastor Mike, God will cause for you. And as you support me, you allow ministry to go from Pakistan across the nation. I'm raising up churches, businesses, and schools. I'm raising up colleges. I'm raising up Tom Eastwood College. Listen, I need your support. Come out and meet me at church service on Sunday at 5 through 5, Broadway, Paterson, New Jersey, at course 9 o'clock a.m. to 10:30. Come on out. I got to go. Thank you for tuning in to Mike Radio next Saturday at 2 o'clock. God bless you. Got to go. Thank you so much.
Bella Physical Therapy, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey, featuring one-on-one care. Bella Physical Therapy can help treat your orthopedic and sports injuries, chronic pain, men's health conditions, and women's health conditions. Also, treating headaches and tinnitus and vestibular disorders. It's easy to set up an appointment. Visit www.bella-pt.com or call 201-791-0008. That's 201-791-0008. You owe it to yourself to stop living in pain. Start the road to recovery. Call Bella Physical Therapy today. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate different work shifts. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Wayne Ford. If you are looking for a certified, used, or new vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer. Featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the tri-state area, Wayne Ford has been proudly serving the community for over 50 years. Conveniently located 1/4 mile from the Willowbrook Mall on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey, contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. Kale Orthopedic Center, featuring high performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for New Jersey's finest. Every day you put your body at risk, and Kale Orthopedic is here to help you. Contact Kale Orthopedic at 201-447-3880. That's 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic, high performance care for bodies in motion. If you're tired of sleeping alone each night, contact Dr. Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is New Jersey's law enforcement professional's preferred sleep apnea doctor. With the use of a custom fitted oral device, you can now look forward to a restful night's sleep. Contact Dr. Doblin, featuring two convenient locations in Fairlawn and Trenton, New Jersey. Call 201-396-9338 or visit athomesleepsolutions.com. City Health Pharmacy, located at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience why thousands of your neighbors choose City Health Pharmacy each and every month. City Health Pharmacy is a proud supporter of the men and women of New Jersey law enforcement, their families, and friends. Visit City Health Pharmacy today at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey, or call 862-772-0442. That's 862-772-0442. When shopping for a new vehicle, look no further than Lester Glenn Auto Group. Why Lester Glenn? Because there's no middleman and no bait-and-switch tactics. Just supplier pricing for all police, EMTs, military, firefighters, nurses, and teachers. Active or retired with proper ID. Contact John Stetz today at Lester Glenn Auto Group, 732-228-1338. That number again, 732-228-1338. John Stetz at Lester Glenn Auto Group, a proud sponsor of Blue World Uncensored and NJ Blue Now. If you're looking for the widest variety of programming, diverse, uncensored, opinionated, you found it. DDVRadio.com is the place to be, with programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, Curtain Call, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the preferred radio network of NJ Blue Now.